Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. The Shurim in the month of Tevis is sponsored generously by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of their grandchildren, Aliza Racha, that was born to their children, Brian and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha was born to their children, Matthew and Lizzie. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lam and Zayin in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of the Sugya, regarding designating something for to be used on Shabbos, something which is not necessarily a kli, it's maybe a branch or something else, as we'll see, and one wants to use it on Shabbos, how much does he have to do in order for it to be used on Shabbos? So the Gemara mentioned what was mentioned regarding this, the Gemara starts with something else. Says the Gemara of Yaakov Ha'idi B'Shem Rav Yonason, Lo'ilum and Imna Adam Atzma Melech L'Beis HaMedrash. A person should try to avoid not going to Beis HaMedrash, meaning try to be in Beis HaMedrash, because sometimes will be something being darshan, being learned in Beis HaMedrash. If it's someone's not there, he's going to miss out. There was a question that was asked in Yavne many times, and nobody knew the answer. Arevis Ayarden Lama Hitmeo. Why is the boat called Arevis Ayarden? Why it becomes tame? We know the boats don't become tame because they stay in the water. They have a din like the sea, they don't become tame. So why the boat called Arevis Ayarden does get tame? V'loy omay odon dover. Nobody knew what to answer. Atsheba Rav Chanino ben Antikris v'darsho be'iroi. Until Rav Chanino ben Antikris came in Darsha in his city, in his besmedrish. Arevis Ayarden Lama Hitmeo? You fill it with fruits. You don't leave it in the sea always. It also goes into the land. They take the boat and use it as a vessel in the yabasha. That's where it gets tummy. Then he dashes something else. This is what we mentioned in the previous daf. If you have the branches of the palm tree, hard branches of the palm tree, that were cut off, Saif, his mindset was to use it for shchiva, for laying down to begin with. Or he wanted to use it as a tent. In order to use it on Shabbos, Tzuchus Kishu, you have to do some tying up in order for it to be allowed to be used on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, hey Sivun, they asked a question on the first Meimro. Harei Nadiraya de Ashkelon. What about this boat called Andirai de Ashkelon that doesn't get tame, even though you do put it into the land? These boats, Andirai de Ashkelon, you don't completely put it into the land. You use it in the land, but it's always somewhat a little bit in the sea, in the water. So a boat which is in the water, even if it's sometimes a little bit in the land, doesn't get tuma. Says the Gemara, our guess is Asya de Rabbo Bar Chana. Rabbo Bar Chana is the one who says they need to do Kishur in the previous Dav, as we just learned now, they need to designate it by doing a Maise. Rabbi Chaim's guess is Asya de Rav. Rav that says you don't have to do a Kishur. Machshava is enough. Just designate it with your thought is good enough. That's like Rav Chanino. The what? The Mar of Chanino, Oilim Ayinu Im Rebbe Chamas Grar. We went with Rebbe up to Chamas Grar, the place where you have the hot springs of Grar. Vayah Merlon, he told us, choose some pieces of stone, and you can use it tomorrow. I mean, you don't have to do any maise. You just have to have a machshava that you want to use these stones tomorrow, and you can carry it tomorrow. That's like Rav, it says you don't have to do a maise. Rav Zeiru Omar Achi Kardim. It's not enough to just designate with your thought. You have to actually prepare the stone by cleaning it up, taking the dust and the mud out of the stone. Chavrayo, the friends in the Beis Medrash Shamri, Achi Shavshef. Your Shavshef is more than just cleaning it up. It's actually doing some more to the stone, making more of an action in order for this stone to be ready for yeshiva. You need to do a big maise. It's Tzipuray Amri Achi Achshoyv. The people of Tzipuray said, Machshav is good enough, like Rav. Rabbi Yochanan says that Shiar Lem Torah Kli, you have to do something to make it Torah Kli, a small mice. So says the Gemara now, we're now summarizing the whole sugyo, all the shitas in the sugyo. Ashkaras Oma, you learn from here that what? Rav Abba Bar Chana, who said that you take the palm trees, you have to do a mice. Rabbi Yochanan that said you have to do a small mice, we just mentioned now. Rav Yonason. Rav Yonason mentioned the story in Beis HaMedrash and the name of Chanina ben Antigas. They hold Chado. They all hold. They need to do a small mice in order to designate it for Shabbos. Rav, which part of Rav? Rav said 2 points we saw in the previous daf. One point was if it's made for Shchiva, you don't have to do a mice. But if it's made for a halim, it's made for a tent, you have to do not only a mice, you have to do a big mice. You have to tie up all the branches that are coming out from this beam. So Rav holds that sometimes you have to do a big maisa. Rav Zeiro, that he said that by the stone you have to do kardum, you have to do a big maisa in the stones. For Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisai, we saw in the previous daf that it says that hides need to be tied. Chata. They all hold you have to do a big maisa, not a small maisa, a big maisa in order to designate it for Shabbos, at least in certain cases. Now, Tzipuroi, the people from Tzipuroi we just mentioned, they say Machshava is good enough. For Rabbi Yisai ben Shol, for Rabbi Chalavta ben Shol, the one spoke about the pile of beams and one spoke about Moichin, about fibers, and they said that Machshava is good enough. That's all Chata, that's one Shito. Chavirayo leislem zok. Chavirayo, they said they have to do a very large maise, even a bigger maise than doing in the stone. They said when you do the racks, you want to use it on Shabbos, you have to literally do a shiv, do a very large maise. Nobody holds like them, such a big chumro. So we have your four different shittas. Is a small maise good enough? Do you have to have a big maise? Is machshava good enough? Or you have to have a very large maise? And that's the summary of all the shittas in the sugyo, what do you need to do in order to designate something to be used on Shabbos. If he didn't do the cover before Shabbos, can't do it when Shabbos comes in. But if it was covered and it was revealed on Shabbos, you could go back and cover and do a tumano. You could take a kitrin, which means a jar with cold water, put it under the pillow or under the mattress in order to keep the cool. That you could do even on Shabbos. It says we are not loyim b'oid yoyim, machziru b'oid yoyim. You took out the pot from the covering before Shabbos, you can bring it back before Shabbos. Not loyim b'shech ha-sheichor, machziru b'shech ha-sheichor. You took it once, it became night, you can give it back, that's our Mishnah. But what happens, not loyim b'oid yoyim v'kiddish lev ha-yoyim. It was covered, he took it out from the covering before Shabbos, and now Shabbos came in. Can he put it back right now? Rabbo b'shech ha-vyudo, and miskalsel ha-gumo osur. If the gumo, the hole, the pit, where the pot is sitting, got ruined, so he has to go and redo it, even though it's not mukzeh, even though he's allowed to do it. But then it looks like a new hatmana that you can do on Shabbos. So that's all regarding hatmana. But regarding shiyo, as we learned in the previous perek, is when you put something on top of the fire, then you can take it out and put it back. You can put it even back, mikir lekir mutar. Even from one stove to another stove, you can put shiyo. How do we know that? Says the Gemara of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Menehu demar Rabbi Lozer b'shem Rabbi Shayo. Rabbi Lozer said the name of Rabbi Shayo. Mishere say si is a b'chia gadol. We saw that before. He will say, I was serving a b'chia gadol. Leisi ma'alelo yichom midyati ha-tachtoino l'diyati al-yoino. I brought him food from the bottom floor to the top floor and machzir and lakir and returned to the stove. Umar Rav Yirmi Rav Shimon, Rav Yirmi Rav Shimon said about that, afilu mikir shev lo memuot, lakir shev lo meru b'mutor. Not only he can return it to the stove, he can return even to another stove, and not only to another stove, but even to a stove which is warmer. You could do that on Shabbos. Mikir l'tmino, but to take it for something which is on the fire, and then put it into atmana asr. Now let's start atmana on Shabbos. Mitmini lakira asr. Or something which was an atmutman, which was covered. You want to put it on the stove on Shabbos, it's asr. You're not allowed to put it on the stove on Shabbos. Mitmini lakira tzricho. Taking from one atmana and putting it to another atmana, that's the question we have over here. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? And we don't have an answer. Nizgalim b'od yoyim, michaseu b'od yoyim. If the atmana was revealed, you can recover it if it was before Shabbos. If it was covered, and then it was revealed once Shabbos came in, you can cover it back. But what happened? It was revealed before Shabbos came in, and then Shabbos came in. So that we had a question, that's part of the question of this sugya, we don't have an answer. It became dark. But if it already is mutman, you can add on in more ksus v'kelim, more clothing, more kelim, more vessels, once it's already covered. How much you need to have on them that you'll be allowed to add to it? Even a small mapo, even a small cloth is good enough. It needs to be a cloth that does do something, does retain the heat in some way. There's no such thing. It's something that maybe is helpful. Everything does something. How do we know that? That makes sense. Someone has what's called a smart tooth. Someone takes a rag. Puts it on his head in a time of cold. Doesn't it help the person not to be so cold? Even though it's something very small. So you see, even the smallest cloth does help and does is effective. Continues the Gemara and says, "Kishem she'en toimim chamim mishachasheicho, kach ein toimim loy shelig v'loy tzoynin." So bring the sheet to the holds. The same way you're not allowed to put it into hatmono, something hot, so you can put it into hatmono, not something, not snow, and not something cold. For Rabbi Mati, Rabbi says you're allowed to. So when Eisi Shmuel bar Abba al-Hadok kadmaiso, so he asked on the Tanakamo, that Tani we learned, Memalu Odom Sakit and Shamayim, I know you said Techa Sakar, Techa Sakesis. It says you're allowed to take something, a little cold water, put it under a pillow, under a mattress, that you're allowed to do. That's our Mishnah. So you want to tell me that it argues on Tanakamo? Ela Kerebi, the Rebbe Mati, is our Mishnah going like Rebbe only? Says, well, no, Kan Lisho, Kan Lishois. Our Mishnah is to do it for temporarily, only for a little bit of time. Everybody agrees you could do that. But to do it for a long time, then it's a Machlekes. And Reb Chaim in the Mishnah points out that this also explains the shita that we learned in the beginning of the Perek, that you're not allowed to cover tzoinen, is all discussion, can you cover tzoinen means for a long time. And maybe the reason is because then it's similar to chamin, people get mixed up between the two. But to cover tzoinen for a little bit, just let's say before the meal, to cover it for a little bit, then you're allowed to do it Shabbos according to everyone. And with this we end the fourth Perek of Maseches Shabbos, Hadron Aloch Perek B'Metoynim, Hadron Aloch Perek B'Metoynim B'Ezer Hashem, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin.